The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technologies, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.
This is how we do it.
Let's go, Posse.
Let's go.
It's Friday night, which means it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, and Boz, say hey.
Hey, everybody.
That's Boz over there to my right, Ray Penning in studio. We got Joseph Curry down at Care Country and also Kurt Kilman here in studio on a Friday night, January the 31st, just approaching almost 10 o'clock, Boz.
It's a late one tonight.
Typically, you know, we understand when you go to certain leagues on 103.9 that, you know, it could be late.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, tonight was that case. Tonight at Horton High School, where it was a great night of basketball in the NEKL, Horton and Riverside. You heard those games on 103.9 KNZA. How about the games on 92.1 KMZA tonight? Centralia Hanover also had on 93.7 FM the JCN Girls Midseason Tournament Semifinals. Tom Kautz on a call for those as well. We've got a lot to get to tonight, but it's also not as much as normal, Buzz.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's been a little different the last couple weeks.
Midseason tournament time definitely plays a factor with that. And we are going to break down every game from tonight with our scores for the evening. We'll also give away Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness game ball of the night. One for the guys, one for the girls, unless Buzz is feeling generous.
Might be one or two for the boys and the girls. That's only happened a couple times in basketball.
I will tell you that on Tuesday night, I did give co-players of the game.
Oh, see?
And I gave you some love.
Okay, all right. I'm rubbing off on you.
We were doing the games on 103.9 from the JCN tournament, and it was in the nightcap of that ball game, and it was JCN taking on Perry LeCompton, and I had to split it up, dude.
Yeah, it's not easy. You give me a hard time here when I share the love.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to do that.
Okay, well, I finally walked a mile in your shoes.
That's right. That's
and right. Felt the pressure.
Yep, yep. It's all about the kids. We want to just give them all the love.
You don't want to disappoint them.
I know.
I get it. I get it now.
All right.
All right, so we have that that we will give away a little bit later on tonight. And also, we're going to talk. Boz and I realized that when we were about a half a mile down the road last Friday.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about the Chiefs.
No, we didn't. I don't know what was going on. We just didn't.
Maybe that's a luck charm or a good luck thing that we didn't talk about them because they won. But you can't really say that because they won a lot of other games too.
Yeah, we talked about them a lot during the football season. They won a ton. So.
And I've got a special thing that I'm going to talk about real brief. And I think, you know what? I'm going to get that out of the way right now.
Okay.
Here at the top of the show, before we get into our first scores of the evening, we love our listeners, don't we, Boz?
Absolutely.
We love the fans of the show. We do this for the fans, for the kids. We don't do it for us because, trust me, I'm sure there's plenty of other things that we could probably be doing at 10 o'clock on a Friday. But there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Yeah, it's good fun.
And I got this card handed to me on Tuesday night when I was when I was at the JCN Midseason Tournament helping BTAD call a game, which, again, just Boz was upset with me. That's twice that I've broadcasted with BTAD.
I know. I was just a little disappointed.
Not mad, just disappointed.
I was hurt.
Boz and I have broadcasted games together since 2013. So he felt like I was maybe, you know, not being faithful to him.
Stepping out on me a little bit.
So as we're sitting there at the JCN midseason tournament, a gentleman walks up to me and says, I've been hanging on to these since January 19th for you. It's even dated on the card. And it says, nothing can change the way, the wonderful ways the Ravens touched your life. Grief can't take away the good times you shared. And sorrow will fade in time. But the memories will remain forever. They only lost by two. So sorry for your loss. Signed, Grandpa Gary.
I love it. You didn't even say on the front of the card it says.
With sympathy.
With sympathy. I love it. It's the way to go, Grandpa.
Oh, again, just a great great spirit lifter is what that was. Made me laugh pretty hard till I had a little tear come out of my eye from laughter, and it was a good time for sure. Bozzy, we got to get the first round of scores to the people.
All right, we're going to start with the girls, and I'm just going to tell you right now, we still got five or six games that we are looking for some scores on, but here's what we have. So far, close game here to start things off. Washington County, they get a one-point win over Frankfort, 48-47. Centralia defeats Hanover, 68-61. Centralia remains undefeated on the season. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Onega, 57-25. Riverside gets the win against Horton, 47-39. Riley County defeated Royal Valley, 51-33. Silver Lake gets the win over Sabetha, 76-30. Valley Heights, they were all over Republic County tonight.
That was a burger, by the way.
It is a burger, 71-27.
Oh!
They got after it tonight. Oskaloosa, they fall tonight to NEK, 46-43.
That was semifinal of the JCN tournament?
Absolutely it was, yep. And then in the other semifinal of the JCN tournament, Rossville gets the win over JCN, 43-32.
The Dogs take down the Chargers.
That's right. That is all the scores we have on the girls' side. Here's what we need.
Okay.
Mar Hill at Bishop Ward.
Need it.
Pleasant Ridge at McClouth.
Come on now, Rams.
Blue Valley at D West.
Come on now.
Let's see. I skipped a score, actually. I didn't.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I read this one. Axtell.
Did not.
Axtell girls defeated Lourdes Central Catholic, 48-38.
Okay.
We need ACCHS versus Perry La Compton.
That was Tigers and Cause.
Valley, you can't throw that at like every one of them.
I'm going to do it.
Valley Falls versus Atchison.
The Dragons. Phoenix.
Okay, those are the girls' scores that we need. On to the boys' scores from tonight. Hanover defeats Centralia 65-56. Clifton Clyde gets the win against Onega 47-22. Riverside, they defeat Horton in the game you just saw, 53-39.
They saw it?
They didn't actually see it. Heard it.
Huh.
B-Tad on the call. Axtell defeats Lord Central Catholic, 86-51.
Double-double burger there, buddy.
Lots of points on the board. Let's see. Riley County gets the win over Royal Valley, 61-56.
Falcons playing good.
Yep. Close game here in overtime.
Uh-oh.
Silver Lake gets the two-point win.
Woo!
Over Sabetha. Word has it, Sabetha, they had a chance at the buzzer.
Mm.
The three-pointer for the win did not go in, so Silver Lake gets the two-point victory.
What a ball game.
That was a heck of a ball game. Republic County gets the win against Valley Heights, 62-56. Lafayette, they defeated Atchison.
My Phoenix!
Tonight, 73-60.
Mm.
Another overtime game tonight. Perry La Compton, they get the win over Hiawatha, 56-49.
Redhawks.
And this score surprised me here a little bit.
All right.
Nemaha Central gets the win tonight. They stay perfect on the season, but Rossville gave them everything they wanted. Nemaha Central gets the win, 52-51.
Ooh, wow.
Close game. Rossville's been a little bit of a
up and down.
They were into the top 10. They were ranked number 5. They dropped a couple games. They've been a little streaky lately, but that's a – we don't like moral victory kind of things. But, man, you take 12-0 Nemaha Central to the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
showing. Streaky team, but an 8-3 team. I mean, it's not like it was like a, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly how close it was. Nemaha's, again, they're playing great.
Yes.
Woo, they're playing great.
Yeah.
Good time. Ball games going on. Tonight,
on the,
yes, sir.
On the guy's side, here's what we need. Mar Hill at Bishop Ward, Frankfort at Washington County, Pleasant Ridge at McClouth, Blue Valley at Donovan West, and Jefferson West at St. Mary's.
Pretty much every single girls' score and guys scored from the same schools. We need them.
Yep, we do.
Got to have them. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now, 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline open for you. Giant Communications. Boz, it's here.
All right.
Giant
we got...
Mobile.
Okay.
You guys can get the nation's most reliable network for the low cost of $30 a month per line. And get a gigabit of internet for just $50. You can get phone and internet at your house, cell phone and internet at your house for $80 a month with Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net. Make sure you get onto that website and check it out. See how you can get qualified for Giant Mobile, save some dough, and get some great internet, most reliable in Northeast Kansas. All right, we've got some scores yet to still get here, and we're hoping that you can fill them in. Put them into the comment section on Facebook Live. You can give us a call again at 785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline open for you to be able to call in, talk about a game you were at, enjoy the greatness of what a Friday night is here in Northeast Kansas. Close ball games, midseason tournament time. Boz and I will break down the champions of last week's midseason tournaments. Some of those championship games, unreal finishes and great matchups. And then we've got three midseason tournaments going on this week. We will break those down throughout the show as well. But we got to step aside for our first break. We come back, more scores, more information for you that matters. Hey, we're talking high school basketball on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Paws here on a Friday.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorites sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Denniston State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We back at it, and it's my favorite segment of the week. Boz, was your team getting rocked, or
were they doing the rocking?
Yeah, I mixed it up on you.
Yeah, you did.
All right, back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz.
Hey.
And we've got some scores to get to you folks here. We've got a couple that have came in, but let's go ahead and get right back into it, Boz, and tell me the scores for tonight.
All right, we're going to start with the boys this time. Axtell gets the win over Lord Central Catholic, 86-51. What is that? He just left there.
Oh, double-double burger, baby.
Double-double burger. Hanover defeats Centralia 65-56. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Onega 47-22. Riverside defeated Horton 53-39. Riley County gets the win over Royal Valley 61-56. Close overtime game with Sabetha and Silver Lake. Silver Lake comes out with the 2-point win 60-58 over Sabetha. Republic County, they defeat Valley Heights 62-56. Lafayette gets the win over Atchison, 73-60. Another overtime game tonight. Perry LeCompton gets the win over Hiawatha, 56-49. And 1-point victory tonight for Nemaha Central over Rossville, 52-51. Here's the scores we need on the guys' side of things. Moore Hill at Bishop Ward. Frankfort at Washington County. Pleasant Ridge at McLouth. Blue Valley at Donovan West. And Jefferson West at St. Mary's. Those are the scores we need on the boys. Now for the girls.
Come on with it.
Tonight, start things off with a really close game. 1-point victory tonight for Washington County over Frankfort, 48-47.
You know what that's a battle of, by the way?
What is that a battle of?
Battle of the Tigers.
Okay.
And the Wildcats.
All right,
just throwing that out there.
Okay, can I just keep going now?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Axtell gets the win over Lord Central Catholic, 48-38. Centralia, they defeat Hanover, 68-61. And?
Sorry, I just took a drink and I needed it, but, I mean, a rematch from the TVL title game from last Saturday when Centralia just dominated Hanover.
Handled them.
And Hanover had a lead in this game going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And Centralia, man.
It's weird. What, just a week
can do? For sure.
Playing somebody again?
Again.
Yeah. Yep. A good win for Centralia, but Hanover still no joke. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Onega 57-25. Riverside gets the win over Horton 47-39. Riley County, they defeat Royal Valley 51-33. Silver Lake, all over Sabetha tonight, 76-30. Again, another score here, kind of a crazy one. Valley Heights, 71-27.
Back-to-back burgers. Come on now.
Yep. Atchison, they get the win over Valley Falls, 50-32. NEK, they get the win over Oskaloosa, 46-43.
The Nighthawks.
Yep. And Rossville, they defeat JCN 43-32.
So it'll be Rossville and NEK in the title match.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to say match, I guess, but you could call it a match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Title game.
Championship game.
Championship.
Yeah.
That'll be tomorrow, not broadcasted on CARE Radio, but it'll be Rossville and will be NEK in that one. Before we get into the go ahead, give us the scores on the girls' side. We still need
Moore Hill at Bishop Ward, Pleasant Ridge at McLouth, Blue Valley at Donovan West, ACCHS versus Perry LeCompton.
We got that one.
We did?
Yep, that one just came in. That was ACCHS 55, Perry LeCompton 44, and the gentleman that gave me a sympathy card provided us with that score.
All right, Grandpa Gary getting some
getting
scores.
Getting involved.
All right. And the only other one we need, actually, that's it. Okay. We got one, two, three. Three more scores. That's it.
All right, and that's on the girls' side.
Yes.
That we still need. So, make sure you give us a call. Phone line is open for you right now. Before we get into our recaps of the night from across the networks, 785-547-3461 is the phone number for you. Give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. Boss, it is here, my friend.
Okay.
Giant Mobile is available for you. For the low, low price of $30 per line per month, you can have the nation's most reliable network with Giant Communications. And also, if you're a new cell phone customer, you can have a gigabit of internet for just $50 per month. Have a cell phone plan and home internet for $80 a month. Man, where else are you getting that from?
Good deal. Good deal.
Good deal. GiantCOMM.net to learn more. Give us a call again on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. You can also nominate somebody for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Evening, one for each girl and a guy here tonight as well. But, before we get into our recaps, a couple games that kind of stood out to us here tonight. We're going to go right into the game that we went to. We went to a Northeast Kansas League battle between Riverside, the visitor, and the host, Horton Chargers. And in the girls' game, a game that we'll get the recap from BTAD, and he prepped me tonight. He said, it's going to be a long recap, especially on that girls' game, because 50 total turnovers, 40 fouls called, four girls fouled out. Just a very lengthy girls game. Riverside takes down Horton tonight, and that was the third time in less than a week that they had played each other.
That's tough.
As well. Horton got the win on the first two on the girls' side tonight. Riverside gets the road victory. Coach Craig Burns getting that road win with his squad. And then in the nightcap, that's by the time we were able to get there, it was the boys game, and man, I'm just gonna say it. We've talked about Riverside a couple times on this show.
Yeah,
they're impressive.
Yeah, they are
very impressive.
Thing with Riverside, like they're not overly tall. They don't have a big dominant 6'5" post, but they got a bunch of dudes that like to get up and down the floor mm-hmm. and play really tough defense. That's the thing that stood out to me from Riverside. They defended well in the half court. Pressure man in the half court, then they would mix it up, throw a little zone in there. They kind of kept Horton on their heels a little bit. Then they'd even go out into some full court pressure.
Yeah.
They just did. Riverside did a lot of good things in that game defensively that I think made a huge difference.
They were down 7-0.
Yeah. Didn't start out great.
And you know, on the flip side, that Horton Charger team is a very good Horton team as well. I just think this was a big battle of really two really good teams in the Northeast Kansas League that are vying for a top spot in the league.
Yeah, and I think really the difference in the game, BTAD talked about it at the end of his broadcast, and I didn't know this. It incredibly interesting to hear this. Riverside, their bench, he said they're averaging 30 points off the bench.
3-0.
They scored, if I wrote this down correct, 43 out of the 53 total points tonight were off the bench. When you've got dudes that come off the bench and can score like that, that's a tough team to beat.
Yeah, Coach Herbster's got a deep bench. He's got quality kids. You mentioned it. Not going to dominate you on the block, really, because of they don't have, you know, they got some dudes that can bang down low, but they don't have that size. But, man, you saw some scrappy kids.
Well, Isaac Chenoweth. He had a heck of a game tonight. He's one of our game ball nominees. Yeah. He's a 6'3".
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's taller than both of us.
Yeah, but he's not that. You see dudes a lot of times. I mean, if you have a big dominant post, well, look at Dante Masqua.
Sure.
Maybe the same height, roughly, but big body dude that loves to sit on the block and get
great
physical.
Great feet.
Yes, really good feet. His footwork's great. But you talk about this lineup for Riverside, 5'9", 5'9", 5'10". 6'3", Chenoweth, we just talked about, 5'10", 5'8", 6', Beckham Griffin, 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
So they're just not a big team.
Right.
But what I like, they get out, they play to their strengths.
Yeah.
Play great defense, they get out and hustle down the floor, they're always pushing the ball, long outlets, advancing the ball down the court in a hurry. And they put pressure on Horton all night long.
How many times did we see a defensive rebound and almost like a quarterback taking a three-step drop and chucking that ball the length of the floor because you already had Tyzel Harrington anybody else just running the floor so well by Riverside, getting behind the Horton defense in a hurry.
Yeah, they run really well. They run the wings nice. They get guys out quick. But you can't do any of that if you're not rebounding, which they did really well tonight. We mentioned Maskwa, who was a beast on the glass.
Yes.
They did a nice job keeping him, limiting him on offensive rebounds. So they were able to play great defense, get a defensive rebound, long outlet, down the floor quick, and I think it was a big difference tonight.
And early in that game, again, is 7-0 for Horton early. When that game kind of shifted a little bit was when Luke McAfee picked up his second foul for the Chargers and, you know, what wasn't able to be in the ballgame. You kind of saw Riverside go on a run at that point, had a 7-point lead at halftime, and really just did not relinquish that throughout the second half. It was a good game by Riverside. They again, game planned well, had a great night for them. But, you know, Coach Losey's team, again, is a team that in 2A, because Riverside's in 3A. We've been highlighting last week. We're not going to dive into detail this week. We'll go every other week really diving into the sub-state rankings and where people are sitting at. But that Riverside team, we talked about them last week. They're 10-3. This is a team that is a top four right now in their respective sub-state, which means they are lined up at the moment as a 2 seed in that sub-state. They've got every opportunity in 3A. And, again, they've got to stay away from St. Mary's. We talked about it last week. Sabetha, same way. We're not going to dive into too deep to it.
Yeah.
But my point remaining is that this is a team that maybe has flown under the radar a little bit.
Yeah.
And all they've done is won 10 of their first 13. Now, flip that onto the 2A side. We're talking Horton. And this is a Charger team. They're sitting top four in their sub-state.
Yeah.
They've got both Mar Hill and Valley Falls in the league, A, but B, in their sub-state. And they're looking at a 2 seed right now. These are two really good teams that we will be talking about late February, early March, when we're getting ready for sub-state.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, man, it's way too early to start looking at sub-state stuff and seedings and all that.
I'm
telling you, if you're not paying attention to it, not that it makes a difference how your team plays, not that it means that the next games aren't any important than they would normally be, but I told you about this when I was coaching at Holden. We paid attention to this. I mean, it's just something where you look at, maybe it's an extra shot in the arm, just a little bit, like, hey, we need to go out and get this win. We need to keep things going. The ranking is important. Your seating is important. So it's not too early to start looking.
Start keeping your eyes on it for sure. We got to get to our second break here real quickly. We come back. We've got all the recaps from around the area to get through from our games of the week across the MSC radio network. That'll be from 103.9 Brandon Tabman, 92.1 Crendon Prophet, 93.7. We've got it from Tom Couts as well as Logan Bitterman recapping for us tonight on the Sabetha Channel. All that coming up next. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Paz here on a Friday.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you will see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
What are they playing, Bob?
They're playing basketball.
Basketball, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. And that's what we're talking about, is some basketball here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz.
Hey, hey.
And we've got some scores to get to you here in just a second, and we'll also get into our recaps from tonight as well across our area of networks. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, either listening and watching on Facebook Live. We always welcome you to do that. Also on 103.9 FM KNZA, 92.1 KMZA in Seneca, and also 93.7 FM KAIR Hot Country down in Atchison. Joseph, thanks for hanging out with us. Ray Penning and Kurt is on his way out here this evening. Bob.
Come on.
We got to get that right. Boz, why don't you give me the scores for tonight?
All right. Scores on the guys' side tonight. Axtell, they get the win over Lord Central Catholic, 86-51. Hanover defeats Centralia, 65-56. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Onega, 47-22. Riverside victorious over Horton tonight, 53-39. Riley County gets the win over Royal Valley, 61-56. Overtime game tonight between Silver Lake and Sabetha. Silver Lake gets the win by 2, 60-58. Republic County, they defeated Valley Heights, 62-56. Lafayette defeats Atchison, 73-60. Another overtime game tonight. Perry Compton, they get the win over Hiawatha, 56-49. And Nemaha Central, escape, with
sure.
A one-point victory tonight over Rossville.
Yeah.
52-51.
Remain undefeated, though.
Yep, still undefeated. So Nemaha Central just keeps rolling.
What do we need on the guys' side still?
We still need, I think, four here. We need Mar Hill at Bishop Ward.
Frankfurt. Come on, Ray. Need Mar Hill score.
Frankfurt at Washington County. Pleasant Ridge at McClouth. Blue Valley at Donovan West, and Jeff West at St. Mary's.
Okay, those are the scores we still need on the guys'
side. On the guys' side.
Okay.
Now, for the girls tonight, one-point victory for Washington County over Frankfort, 48-47. Axtell gets the win over Lord Central Catholic, 48-38. Centralia defeats Hanover, 68-61. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Onega, 57-25. Riverside defeats Horton 47-39. Riley County gets the win over Royal Valley 51-33. Silver Lake. They jumped on Sabetha tonight 76-30.
Burger.
And did you see earlier, I think it was earlier this week, where the
buzzer
Centralia
beater.
Rock Creek matchup.
Buzzer beater.
Woo!
Did you see that clip?
Yes, Rock Creek up by two. They got the ball underneath their basket.
4 seconds.
Or not their basket, under Silver Lake's basket. 4 seconds left.
Full court pressure by Silver Lake. Rock Creek's just got to get the ball in.
Just get it in.
But
turnover, and then
Caitlin Haney.
Haney drains a three at the buzzer.
I mean, she's able to collect, take one dribble, square, fire, and bottoms for the win, dude.
That's
Kyle
right.
Porter, Holton alum, Jackson County native, won a state title for Roll Valley, went to another one, goes out to Hayes, comes back to Silver Lake, and all he does is win. And his reaction was if it was the first time he's ever coached a game where they won. It was a magical moment watching Kyle Porter's response. When you saw that ball go through, he was so happy for his kids.
Absolutely.
Especially his stud and Caitlin Haney.
Yeah. No, a phenomenal game. Valley Heights tonight, they get the win over Republic County 71-27.
Burger.
Another burger. We got quite a few tonight, actually. That's pretty good.
Hungry.
Yep. ACCHS, they get the win over Perry LeCompton 55-44. Atchison defeated Valley Falls 50-32. NEK gets the win over Oskaloosa 46-43, and Rossville defeats JCN 43-32.
What do we still need?
All right, still need Mar Hill.
Right
at Bishop Ward, we need Pleasant Ridge at McLouth, Blue Valley at Donovan West, and that's it.
Okay, those are the scores we need. Bonds, what's the phone number, dude?
785-547-3641.
Nope.
Shut up.
3461.
Know what I said?
Nope. You said 3641.
Oh, is that why you asked me? Because I wrote it down wrong?
Yep.
Why you do that?
Lead a horse to water. Can't force him to drink.
I cannot remember that number to save my life.
785-547. That's why people aren't calling in. You know.
I've been giving them the wrong number.
Yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, you've been saying the wrong number, apparently. 785-547-3461. Call in and give Bob some crap. Give us the scores that we need. Give us a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee of the night. Boss, who do we have so far?
Okay, normally we're a little bit heavy on the girls' side of things opposed to the boys, maybe because the boys' game's later. We don't get as many nominees. We got almost all the guys' nominees tonight.
Okay.
So the one that we have on the girls' side, Owen Dieters, Centralia. We'll talk about her in a little bit with what she's doing this season. She had 26 points tonight, 9 boards.
Okay.
That's the only girls' nominee we have tonight, so we need some of those.
And even, again, it's tournament week.
Yep.
So even if a girl played last night or Tuesday and you want to throw her on, that's fine. And a guy, if they played earlier this week, just because they didn't play tonight, we did this last week, you can call in and let us know somebody that played well earlier in this week's tournament, if they're in a tournament this week. Go ahead.
That's right. Okay. On the boys' side, Braylon Mine from Hanover, he had 26 points tonight. Mm-hmm. Ben Haverkamp from Centralia, he had 16. Isaac Chenoweth from Riverside, double-double, 18 points. 10 rebounds, another double-double tonight in the same game from the other team. Dante Mascua from Horton, 15 points, 16 boards.
Ooh.
He's a machine.
Yeah.
Jack Donovan from Russell, he had 26 points tonight and 6 3-pointers.
Say that again.
Jack Donovan.
From where?
Rossville.
Okay. I thought you said Russell, so I was wondering why we were covering Western Kansas schools.
That's a little bit out of our territory.
It is.
Jack Donovan from Rossville.
There we go.
26 points. 6 threes on the night.
Ooh.
Another young man flat filling it up tonight, Caden Peterson from Nemaha Central, 20 points.
Ooh.
He also had 6 threes on the night.
Man, Half Moon is lit tonight. Right. All right, if you did not hear somebody on that list that you think deserves to be on it for Bonds to pick for a game ball of the evening, you better let us know on Facebook Live, put it in the comment section, or give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline. Bonds, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
There it is. We got a recap to get to. Let's stay right what you had on 103.9 tonight. B-Tad prepped us, Boz. It's a little bit of a longer recap, but for good reason. Two really good games. Riverside at Horton. B-Tad, break it down.
Well, it was a crucial Northeast Kansas League doubleheader here tonight in Horton as the Chargers were playing host to the Cyclones of Riverside, and a ton to digest here as we recap these games on the scoreboard show here tonight. Starting with the girls' game, this game was full of runs early. It was Riverside leading the game 10-1 after one. Horton started the second quarter on an 11-0 run, but then Riverside closed the first half on an 11-2 run, leading 21-14, and then it was an even game the rest of the way, 26-25 in the second half. Riverside in the girls' game defeating the Chargers 47-39. There was so much to dissect in this game. A lot of turnovers, a lot of missed bunnies, a lot of rebounds, 30 turnovers for the Chargers, 38 rebounds, and 13-17 at the line, and then 22 turnovers for Riverside. They hit 7 threes, 29 rebounds, and they were 10 of 28 at the line. 18 missed free throws, yet they still won the game. 40 total fouls in this game. Chargers had 3 players foul out with still about 3 minutes to go, 3 crucial starters. Cyclones also had a player foul out as well. But again, 40 fouls combined between the two, and even a fan ejected with about 9 seconds left on the Horton side. So again, Riverside now 5-8, 4-4 in league play. The Chargers, it's a big loss for them. They are now 8-5, and they drop a spot in the standings, now 6-2 in league play. Nobody in double figures for the Cyclones. They got 9 points from Trinity Jackson and 8 apiece from Ebony Alvarez and Nyla Duncan. Horton girls, they were led by Kara Coversup, also Marlissa Banks. Banks had 17 in the game, Coversup with 13-7. In the boys' game, Riverside, 48 hours later after these two teams played in a makeup game on Wednesday night, in which Riverside won at home 52-50, they come in a hostile environment and give the Charger boys, the number 9-ranked team in 2A, their first home loss of the season. Cyclones getting it done, 53-39. They got a monster night from Isaac Chenoweth. 18 points, 10 rebounds. Braxton McCoy, 13-7. Tyzel Harrington, 10 points as well. It was a 13-11 game after one, 28-21 Riverside at the half, and they would hold the very good Horton offense to just 18 points in the second half. Dante Masqua, 15 points and 16 rebounds to lead the Chargers, who now take their third league loss. Riverside right towards the top, now 7-1 in league play. Real quick, only team in the NEKL that is averaging 30-plus bench points a game. Riverside's bench, they go for 43. Of their 53 points here tonight. So again, Riverside, the sweep on the road at Horton. I'm Brandon Tabin, reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, B-Tad. As always, great job. And, man, we highlighted this game specifically, Boz. It was a great matchup. And, again, I just want to reiterate what you brought as a big point earlier, 30 bench points on average per game for Riverside.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, typically, your dudes, you know, you get some guys that come off the bench and they'll provide some offense, but normally the 5 starting guys you got on the floor, they're the main contributors as far as scoring. So for them to get 30 points off the bench,
it's impressive.
That's fantastic.
All right, we're going to switch things now to the Twin Valley League and a rematch from last weekend's girls' title game in the Twin Valley League tournament when Centralia just handled Hanover in that one. Well, it was take two. Tonight on 92.1K MZA in Seneca, as this game was at Hanover, Centralia at Hanover, Crennan Prophet on the call.
Hello, Prophet down here at Hanover for a TVL brawl where the Centralia Panthers went on the road to play the Hanover Wildcats. Here starting off with the girls' game where the girls won 68-61. That is the Centralia Panther girls, the Class 1A Division 1 team, ranked number 2, taking on the ranked number 1 team in Class 1A Division 2. Now, Centralia and Hanover, they matched up just last Saturday where Centralia just won by a score of 71-43, but this time Hanover, they came out with some fireworks there, and they had a big-time lead. They were leading at the half 31-21. In fact, they led up by 12 at some point in the third quarter, but it was at the end of that third quarter where Centralia really just found that locomotive and found the engine that could as they were able to get back in the game. It was just a 2-point deficit for them to trail out of that third quarter, 46-44. Well, Owen Dieters, she came up big in that fourth quarter. She started it with a 3-point shot to take the lead 47-46. Now, the fourth quarter was a teeter-totter, back and forth the first couple of minutes before Centralia really finally pulled away. Most of that off the back of Owen Dieters, who went 7 of 7 in the fourth quarter on the game. She finished with 26 points, 9 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 assists. She was just all over the court, and she really controlled it. for the Panthers with that comeback win, 68-61. And for the other game on the night, the Hanover boys, they had a comeback of their own against Centralia as they were down 27-22 at the half. In the second quarter, the Wildcats were held just to 5 measly points. But in the third quarter, the Hanover Wildcats jumped out big with 22 points. They outscored Centralia 43-27 in the second half. The adjustment just went wild for them. They were able to attack the inside, the outside. They were just all over the place with the ball. They also had Duke Tinnell as well as Henry Heidman foul for the Centralia boys. So both their post players coming out in a big moment in the game in that final fourth quarter where they just did not play at all. But again, the Centralia Panther boys, they fell at a total loss of 65-56, whereas the Centralia girls completed the comeback and they won 68-61. This has been Credit and Profit with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Credit, thank you very much for that recap. And a game where the Panthers, my friend, found themselves behind in a game for a majority of it, sounds like, finds a way to come back and get that win.
Yeah, I mean, they just find ways to win. It's a good quality team, has everything. We talked about them a lot. They got all the pieces to really make a deep run this season.
Again, we got two local teams ranked in that Class 1A Division 1 in Centralia at number 2 on the girls' side and Troy in at number 6. Clifton Clyde also at number 4. Little River holding the top spot. No surprise there. Little River, just a predominant program. But, hey, they got taken out last year.
They did.
By... Yep. The Frankfort Wildcats.
That's right.
In a title game. All right, let's keep on with our recaps here tonight in the JCN Girls Tournament semifinals on 93.7 FM. It was Tom Couts on the call tonight. Tom, take it away.
Well, the championship matchup is set for the Jefferson County North midseason girls basketball tournament in Winchester. As tonight in the semifinal games, game one. Well, it's off. NEKS, the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks, coming away with a thrilling 46-43 win over Oskaloosa. And I'm going to tell you what, this game had huge swings in it. In fact, Oskaloosa, midpoint of the second quarter, led by a dozen, 22-10. But Northeast Kansas went on a run, and not just a run. They went on a 23-3 run, got back in front at the end of three quarters, in a game that went back and forth all the way down to the wire, it was NEKS holding on for the three-point W. For Oskaloosa, 15. For Emma Vogel, and she led the way. She was our Bank of Atchison player of the game. Emma Vogel with 15. Hallie Wright with 9. Half a dozen for Harper Heston, the leading scorers for Oskaloosa. In game two, well, Rossville came in, put together a little bit of a lead early, just stretched it as the game went on, and they were able to secure a 43-32 victory over Jefferson County North, the host team for Rossville. Riley Dick with 22 points led the way. Jefferson County North was led by Lucy Knoll with 8. So again, championship game in the JCN tournament. Tomorrow it will be Rossville and the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. As you mentioned, Riley Dick with her 22 points tonight. Boz, she had 27 in the opening round game for Rossville earlier this week on Tuesday. That girl can flat shoot. It was a privilege to call one of her games and see her in person because she is as advertised, my friend.
Yeah, she's scoring at a pretty high clip this season.
Mm-hmm. And doing it without her counterpart as well, as Nora Burdick broke her hand a few weeks back. But she was averaging herself close to 25 points a game. Is that right?
Yep.
No. Yes?
Well, she's right now, but she's been out. So, I mean, she's averaging 15-7, according to stats now.
Yeah. So, at some point earlier this season, because they were combined scoring like 52 points a game between the two. But Burdick has been out. Sources tell me that she will be back hopefully the week before Substate for Rossville. So, keep an eye on the Dogs. We got one more recap to get to you. It comes from the Sabetha Channel as the Blue Jays travel down to Silver Lake tonight and a boys contest that was really a barn burner tonight. Logan Bitterman has the recap for you.
Two teams who, for the first time, will match up as foes in the Big East League would play their normal game after the Burlington week as it's Sabetha on the road to take on the Eagles of Silver Lake. The girls would kick things off on the varsity side of things, as the Silver Lake Eagles, they would have a 48-14 lead at halftime in the girls' game, and they would not relinquish that lead as they win it 76-30 in the girls' game here tonight. The Silver Lake girls were led in scoring by senior Ella Bolin. She had 17 points. Sophomore Savannah Windy had 16 points, and Kaylin Haney also chipped in 14 points in the win as well. The Silver Lake girls had 9 turnovers, hit 8 three-pointers, and went 9 of 14 at the free throw line. Despite the girls, after a 2-game winning streak, fall, and they were led in scoring in the loss by senior Audrey Herman. She had 9 points, Kara Keim chipped in 7, and Morgan Tateman also chipped in 5 points in the loss as well. Despite the girls had 20 turnovers, hit 2 three-pointers, and went 8 of 12 at the free throw line. That was the girls' game. The boys' game was hoping on paper to be an exciting one, and boy, did it live up to it. Despite the girls, Riverside went to double OT on Tuesday night. Well, we'd have overtime here tonight after a 29-26 buzzer-beating halftime lead by Silver Lake. It was 29-26 at half, Silver Lake up 3. So Sebetha boys, though, had the lead going in the fourth quarter, and it would all be tied up and go to OT, where the Silver Lake boys would get a game-missing three-pointer by Mitchell Kramer at the buzzer, as the Silver Lake boys hold on 60-58 to win it and get the sweep here tonight. The Silver Lake boys were led in scoring by junior Dane Johnson. He had 22 points here in the win. Brody Dieter, the other senior for the Eagles, he had 19 points here this evening. And DeAndre Rizzano had 9 points as well. Silver Lake boys as a team had 14 turnovers, hit 6 three-pointers, and went 6 of 13 at the free throw line. Sebetha on the losing side of things, they were led in scoring by LT Thomas, who made the game-tying layup to send it to overtime. He finished with 13 points in the loss. Kyler Winger had 12 points, and Brody Dieters chipped in 10 points as well here tonight. The Sebetha boys had 10 turnovers in this one, hit 4 three-pointers, and went 4 of 15 from the free throw line. It's a clean sweep for the Eagles here tonight, as the Sebetha girls fall 76-30 to the Lady Eagles. The Sebetha boys lose to Silver Lake 60-58 in overtime. Both Sebetha teams will be at home next Friday. They both have Tuesday off, but next Friday they will play host to the Bulldogs of Rossville in Sebetha. That will be on the Sebetha channel, excuse me. But for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. We've got to step aside for another break. We come back, we'll give you another rundown of the scores from tonight, as well as dive into, Foss has got some statistics for us to dive into. We got tournament recaps as well. It's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on a Friday.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. We've got Ray Penning in house still, as well as Joseph Curry down at Care Country 93.7. Getting close to the 11 o'clock hour. Late start for us tonight, Boz, but great basketball as always. What are the scores from tonight?
Okay, we're going to start with the girls. Washington County, they get a one-point win tonight over Frankfort, 48-47. Axtell defeats Lord Central Catholic 48-38. Centralia gets the win over Hanover 68-61. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Onega 57-25. Riverside gets the win against Horton 47-39. Riley County victorious over Royal Valley 51-33. Silver Lake 76-30 over Sabetha
burger.
Tonight.
Burger.
Another burger. Valley Heights, another one, another burger. 71-27, they get the win over Republic County. ACCHS, they defeat Perry LeCompton 55-44. Atchison defeats Valley Falls 50-32. NEK gets the win over Oskaloosa 46-43. And Rossville defeats JCN 43-32.
All right, before you get into the scores we still need, I got one for you that you're going to ask for.
What you got?
McClouth 40-35 in their ball game.
Okay.
Pleasant Ridge.
That's one we needed.
Yep.
The only other ones we need, Mar Hill at Bishop Ward.
Ray!
Blue Valley at Donovan West. That's it. We only need two more scores.
Donovan West?
What's going on
with
that?
What's going on here? Come on, Donovan County. We know you're listening.
That's right.
We need that score from tonight.
That's right. On the boys' side, Axtell defeats Lord Central Catholic 86-51. Hanover gets the win over Centralia 65-56. Clifton Clyde defeats Onega 47-22. Riverside gets the win over Horton 53-39. Riley County victorious over Royal Valley tonight 61-56. Overtime game tonight, Silver Lake and Sabetha. Silver Lake gets the win 60-58. Republic County, they defeat Valley Heights 62-56. Lafayette, they get the win against Atchison.
Phoenix?
73-60. Phoenix dropped one here tonight.
Out-of-state competition, though.
Yep. Another overtime game. Perry LeCompton, they get the win over Hiawatha, 56-49. And Nemaha Central gets a one-point win over Rossville, 52-51.
All right, same thing. Before you get into the game scores that we need, we've got Pleasant Ridge defeating McClouth 63-50 on the guys' side.
Okay. All right. So on those on the boys' side, the scores we need: Bishop, Mar Hill,
Ray
at Bishop Ward. Ray is getting called out. Frankfort at Washington County, Blue Valley at Donovan West, and Jefferson West at St. Mary's.
We need that one.
Yes, we do.
For sure. We need all of them.
We do.
We need all of them.
Yep.
Okay, those are your scores for tonight. One final time here this evening. Again, you're hanging out with Jake and Boz. Here on a Friday, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. If you've got scores that we need, give us a call. If you want to give a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee of the night, make sure you give us a call or put it in the Facebook feed as well. And if you want to talk about a game you were at, you can feel free to do so. Giant Communications Hotline open for you. Boz, what's that phone number, my friend?
785-547-3461.
All right. And thank you, Coach Shelton from Donovan West. Just gave us that final. 60-50. Blue Valley defeats Donovan West on the guys' game here tonight. So thank you again, Coach Shelton, for giving us that information as well. You're my dark horse pick this year, Coach. Thanks for getting us that score. Also, Giant Communications Hotline open. Boz just gave you the phone number. Giant is ready for you, my friend. Giant Mobile is active now. Get $50 of a gigabit internet speed per month when you partner that up with a mobile cell plan for just $30 per line per month. $80 will get you a cell phone plan as well as home internet up to a gig with Giant Communications. Just visit giantcomm.net to learn more how you can take advantage of Giant Mobile. All right, buddy, we got some amazing stats to get to. Before we do that, why don't you give me that list once more of who we have on the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Balls of the evening.
Okay. On the girls' side, we got a few more nominees.
You called them out, and they responded.
We got a couple. Owen Dieters from Centralia. Big night for her, 26 points with 9 rebounds. Emma Vogel from Oskaloosa had 15 points tonight. And Riley Dick from Rossville, 22 points on the night. So we got 3 nominees on the girls' side. We'd like to get a few more, so if you got somebody, make sure you call it in. On the boys' side, Braylon Mine from Hanover. Big night for him, 26 points. Ben Haverkamp from Centralia, he had 16 points tonight. Isaac Chenoweth from Riverside, double-double for that young man, 18 points with 10 rebounds. Also a double-double tonight, Dante Masqua from Horton, 15 points, 16 rebounds. Big-time performance from that young man. Jack Donovan from Rossville with 26 points and 6 threes on the night. Caden Peterson from Nemaha Central, 20 points, also had 6 threes tonight. And Dane Johnson from Silver Lake, he had 22 points tonight.
Okay, big time nights there on the guys and the girls' side. If somebody's on or not on that list that you think should be, make sure you call in and give us that on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461, or put it in the chat on Facebook. All right, this this collective stats that we've got that we like to highlight the kids every few weeks of what they've got going on in this season. Again, this is what we have been given. So if you don't have, if you, again, don't hear somebody on this list that's really just tearing it up or having a good year, you got to let us know. Feel free to email knza@rainbowtel.net. That's tell spelled T-E-L. Send in some statistics of somebody that's having a great season you want us to talk about. Just put in the subject line for Jake and Boz. And again, send us in some of those statistics. We'd be more than happy to highlight these kids in this segment. Boz?
Yeah, on the girls' side, and here, just kind of what Jake's talking about, we know, based off of our coverage, that there's girls in our area that are averaging a ton of points. And sometimes that information gets lost. It's not out there now. So we really can't say it unless we know.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of girls you may not hear on this, but we know they're scoring well. So if you got the number, just let us know. But based off what we're able to gather, scoring in the entire state, all classes. This is pretty impressive when you go through this list. We're going to kind of go through the girls' side. Number one scorer in the state right now, all classes, Hayden Heim from St. Mary's.
She's a beast.
Just scoring unbelievable this season. 27.9 points per game.
That's insane.
Hanging 28 a game.
Ooh.
Number one scorer. Number two scorer in the state, all classes, from Clifton Clyde, Sevi Wirtz.
Mm-hmm.
She's averaging 25.7 points per game.
Yeah.
Just getting after it. Number five in the state. We got three of the top five scorers in our area.
Crazy.
And I'm telling you, I know there's a couple others that might fall in this category, but this is what we got. Kinsey Bowerly from ACCHS. We've talked about her a lot. Number five scorer in the state, 24 points per game. Number 11, Riley Dick from Rossville, 19.5 points per game. Number 26, Anna Juneman from Hanover, 16.5 points per game. Number 34, Nora Burdick from Rossville. You mentioned she was injured, missed a couple games here. 15.7 points per game, and then rounding out the top 50 at number 47, Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha, 15 points per game.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 girls in the top 50, all classes from this area.
And, again, there's a couple names that we're about to talk about.
Yeah, they're just not falling in that because those stats aren't being reported where we can find them anymore.
Correct. And so I know right now there's probably two area groups that we're going to talk about these kids in a second, and they're thinking, missed a couple. Yeah,
where's my love?
And we want to give the love.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we don't have correct statistics as a whole for all the games played yet.
Yep.
And so, again, feel free to send it to us. You can send it to our Facebook page in Messenger. We'll be able to get it that way. Email it to knza@rainbowtel.net. We just want to highlight the kids.
Absolutely.
So go right ahead, continue on.
So the next three we're going to talk about, you've probably heard us mention these names quite a bit. One of them is on our game ball nominee list tonight, Owen Dieters from Centralia. Got to give a little shout out to her. She's not on the list that I just mentioned because we don't have her exact scoring average, but she surpassed 1,500 points in her career. So
That's amazing.
We got to talk about that. We've seen her play a bunch. I love the way she plays. Just a dog.
Yeah.
Goes all out while she's on the court. I mean, she's just super aggressive in everything she does. I love her style of play. She's the 181st player in the state of Kansas to do that.
Okay.
We're talking all time in the state.
Mm.
Now, you might say 181 players get that accomplishment.
Yeah.
But that's all time.
All time, all classes.
All classes, all time, everybody.
Across the 104 county state.
There's only been 181 players in the state that have got to 1,500 points.
It's impressive.
Now, here's the kicker on this. She's got a shot to be in the top 50. She needs to get to 1,790 points to reach the top 50.
All time.
All time. Ever.
That's crazy.
Now, eight more regular season games, she'd need to average pretty high clip. That's regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
She'd need to average 36 points per game to make that happen. That's pretty
high numbers.
That's a pretty tall task.
But
if you add in sub-state games, they are currently undefeated. They got a good shot to get past sub-state into state. So if you figure 3 to 6 games, if they made it into the championship game, she's only got to average 21.
So 21 points per game over 14 if they go all, you know, play 3 games in state tournament.
Yeah.
21 points per game is extremely doable.
Doable. Doable.
And I'd almost wager, if I was a betting man, Boz, I would put a hefty wager that 21 points a game is on the low end of what Owen Dieters already averages per game.
Yeah.
But again, we need AD somebody. Or if, you know, hey, Owen, your dad's listening.
Yeah.
You know, hey, give us that. We'd love to put you on this list. We don't have it, though.
It's just a cool accomplishment. I mean, you think about it. All classes for all of history.
That's insane to me.
Got a chance to be in the top 50. And here's the thing. If she doesn't make top 50,
okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's still an amazing career from Owen Dieters. And going to move on and play basketball.
BC.
Locally.
BC.
I love it. That's a great, great get for BC.
Oh, we talked about it, I think, last week, maybe a couple weeks ago. But she had an opportunity to go to a BC game with some of her teammates. And, man, they made sure that she felt the love when she was there. Jumbotron, announcements a couple times during the game. You know, recruit coming in next year, Owen Dieters of Centralia.
Yeah.
You know.
I love it.
That's great stuff. Yep. All right, how about Harper Wettstein from Troy, Boz?
Harper Wettstein. We've talked about her a lot. She's just a junior. Now, Owen Dieters surpassed 1,000 in her junior year as well. So you talk about potential where she might fall in history. Harper Weststein has a really good shot at that. We're talking in the future, next year, but she just eclipsed 1,000 points. We're halfway through her junior season, and she eclipsed the 1,000-point mark in her career. So
Junior season. That's huge to make sure you put a little note next to that.
Yeah, she's got the rest of this year. Troy, fantastic team. This season, they got a big opportunity to make a deep run into the state tournament this year. So she's going to score a lot more points between now and the end of the season. So fantastic season for Harper Weststein. Another one. And I think we've talked about her just briefly a couple times. I think she's been on our game ball nominee list. Anna Lambert.
Yeah, Riley County.
From Riley County. She also eclipsed 1,000 points in her career. She's averaging right now. Again, she wasn't on the top 50 list because we don't know exactly where she falls. But 20 points per game, averaging a double-double.
Yeah.
20 points per game, 11 rebounds this season per game. I mean, she's having a fantastic year.
Yeah, roughly puts her in the top 10 across across the state as well. So just a great season by her. And we love it when we can see our local kids getting over that 1,000-point threshold and feel like we're doing it once a week right now with these kids. And then also, again, shout-out Owen Deardy.
Absolutely.
1,500. She surpassed last weekend in the Twin Valley League tournament. A couple games have been played for them this week. I mean, she's just continuing to roll. And I think anybody and everybody should be rooting for that.
Absolutely. Root her on.
I don't care if you're the biggest rival of Centralia or, you know, again, this is bigger than that. It kind of goes back to, like, Emily Ryan.
Yep.
When it was she, Claflin.
Central Plains.
Or Central Plains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she scored over 3,000 points in her career.
A lot.
It was ridiculous. I would venture to bet, again, I don't know for a fact, didn't prep for that. I bet she's top five all time. And has had a great career at Iowa State. But, you know, it just kind of gives me those kind of vibes. You know, you remember where you were when you were hearing about Emily Ryan going through.
Yeah.
I mean, we broadcasted games where Central Plains, Emily Ryan played against some local kids here for us.
Yeah.
In our area. Just very cool for Owen Dieters. How about on the guys' side, Jack Donovan from Rossville, Buzz, 23 points per game. You know where that ranks him at?
Number seven
in all classes.
Yeah, impressive.
Okay. How about Trenton Van Houten of Valley Falls? 17.9 points per game. Where's that put him at?
Number 37.
37. Right behind him, Duke Timmel of Centralia, averaging a double-double.
That's awesome.
17 points, 10 boards per game. How about our up-to-date on the rankings right now?
On the rankings, on the boys' side of things first, in Class 4A, Atchison, they remain in the top 10. They're number 10. In Class 3A, Nemaha Central, number 4, still undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty loaded Class 3A there.
Mm, yeah.
St. Mary's also in the rankings for Class 3A at number 9. Class 2A, Rossville, number 5. Moorhill Mount Academy at number 7. Horton at number 9. They did drop a game tonight, so we'll see how that impacts next week's rankings. Nobody currently ranked in 1A Division 1, but 1A Division 2, Axtell, ranked number 2, and Hanover ranked number 5.
Okay, and on the girls' side?
On the girls' side, Class 4A, don't have anybody there. Class 3A, Silver Lake, number 3. In Class 2A, my dark horse pick, Donovan West, they're hanging tight, number 5. I think this team's going to make a little run here late in the season.
Okay.
In Class 1A, Division 1, Centralia, number 2. Clifton Clyde, number 4. Troy, number 6.
Yep.
That's loaded right there as well. And then 1A Division 2, Hanover, still sits at number 1.
Defending champs.
Yeah.
Just playing really well, but got a couple losses this year. Yeah. Both of them coming to Centralia. Boss, we got to get to the Giant Communications Hotline before we get to our last break here tonight.
All right.
Yeah, giantcomm.net is the phone number. Giant Mobile is live right now. $30 per month per line, and that gets you a cell phone plan with the nation's most reliable network, giantcomm.net. Going to the phone line now, we've got a caller wanting to talk about some Riverside basketball. Boss, we haven't heard from this person in a while.
No way. Bob's on the line.
Bob, is that you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys keep fronting me out every week. I guess I had to call back in. So.
Well, I mean, it was kind of a routine that it wasn't just people in the Northeast Kansas League. It wasn't just Riverside. It was people all across Northeast Kansas that expected when Riverside won in a sport, Bob was calling in.
We're winning too much. I've been at the call all the time now.
I'm glad that you finally are giving the people what they want by calling us back in. But Bob, you took in two really good games tonight at Horton. What do you want to talk about with it?
The girls' game first. It was a good game. Initially ugly, turnover after turnover after turnover. But once we settled down and started working our offense, it looked a lot better. So,
okay.
Good win, big win. I wasn't sure how we'd go against them since the last time I played them was kind of ugly, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, proud of our girls. They look good. They look like they played the team there at the end, played like a good team and as a team, not individually. So that's good.
Big
and
time road win. Yeah. How about on the guys' side?
Yep, on the guys' side. Huge win, especially at that place. It's loud, it's crazy, and yeah, we did well. I wasn't expecting to do as well as we actually did, so.
And you don't get loud, right, Boz? Bob doesn't get very loud at games or anything?
I think she's just very quiet and calm.
Yeah.
Or not.
I had people sending pictures of me from across the gym, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Sherry, stop sending pictures of me over here.
Calling out the photographer there. Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Yes.
You know, again, Boz and I talked about Riverside Boys a little bit at the beginning of the show and kind of the under-the-radar team. Coach Tyler Herbster doing a really good job with this group. And just tell me about it. 10-3 on the guys' side this year and really picking up some good wins and sitting right now top four in the sub-state.
Yeah. I honestly thought, depending on how the officials officiated, are they going to call a tight game or are they going to let them play? Because both teams are very, very physical. And then we kind of got them in foul trouble early on, and they set out Dante and McAfee in the first half. I thought this is our time to kind of capitalize on that and maybe go up a few points. And honestly, we really didn't even do that. They were sitting on the bench, and we still didn't get up 10 points. So, but they came back in the second half, and it was
exhausting.
It was exhausting, yes. And just like Wednesday night's game against them, it was exhausting. So, but glad we won.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm telling you again, Bob, that you don't realize the impact, I think, that your phone calls have on Northeast Kansas. I'm just glad that you called back in.
Really?
She's like a celebrity.
She is. Yeah. I'm going
to
say.
I've actually had multiple people text me like, Bob, they keep fronting you out. You need to call in. I'm like, okay, I will.
See? Again, it's not just us, okay? The people want what the people want. Well, Bob, I hope you have a great weekend. I guess maybe we'll talk with you again next Friday before I've got to sit on the opposite side of you at a third-grade basketball tournament next weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to have three practices this week so we can beat you guys next weekend.
Man, Bob's just taking this tournament seriously in third grade. Bob, appreciate you as always. Great talking with you, okay? Take care.
Yep, see ya. Bye.
All right. That's Bob from Riverside. Bob, she called back in.
Good to get her back on the phone.
Wow. So those folks that are just hounding her, man, it finally broke her down and she called in.
It took a pretty long hiatus there after football.
Yeah.
I think maybe she's a little distraught. Riverside didn't finish the season the way she wanted. Took her a little time to build her composure back up and call in.
And so,
about time.
And so she's back now.
She's back.
She's back. All right, and we'll be back after this. Final timeout. We'll come back and we'll put a bow on this thing. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetene Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always. And a little surprise there, Boz, as Krenda Prophet popped into the studio to say hey.
Yeah, long drive back for him.
Yeah, had to make the trek back from Hanover on his way back home. He's going to be doing some PAing tomorrow morning for tomorrow for Highland Community College.
Yeah.
Make sure you can tune in to MSCSports.net and check out broadcast schedules for the area. We know we got a matchup tomorrow on the Hiawatha Channel as well as the Cobra Channel for the HIT tournaments. That's one of the few things we have to wrap up here is looking at tournaments from a week ago. Title games went the way of a handful of local teams. Ross, we'll start with the Thunder Classic, Nemaha Central in a great matchup against St. Mary's, Battle of Unbeatens last Saturday. You can go back and listen to that instant classic on MSCSports.net as Nemaha Central defeated St. Mary's to win the Thunder Classic. As St. Mary's, Boz, they were trying to repeat as champions in that one. Rossville over in the Valley Falls Invitational knocked off Perry LeCompton 49-41 in the title tilt over in that tournament. On the girls' side of the McClouth Invitational, it was Marhill Mount Academy who knocked off Horton in the semifinal round. They beat the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks 60-40 in the title match of that tournament. Silver Lake girls win in Silver Lake girls, yeah. No, that was wrong on my end of things. No, what? Silver Lake girls. Gosh, can you say it three times, Jake? Silver Lake girls knock off Burlington in the title, or won the Burlington tournament against Labette County last Saturday, 70-60 in that midseason tournament championship game. The Twin Valley League tournament went the way on the guys' side of Axtell, as Axtell defeated Hanover in that matchup for their third straight TVL title. On the girls' side, it was Centralia all over Hanover, 71-43. Again, this is last week's midseason tournament title games. Donovan West took third in the TVL, beating Valley Heights in a close one in that one as well. What was confusing me, Boz, was I was going through our stories, and Silver Lake girls wrestling took third at Council Grove, and that's what I was about to say for basketball.
Okay.
Again, you can check all this stuff out on mscsports.net. Other midseason tournaments that were going on this week, we have the HIT with Hiawatha and are playing tomorrow in their tournament, as they are 2-0 in their tournament. Again, there's no real title game in this one. It's kind of like a round robin. You've got a handful of teams where they're just playing each other. Not all will play everybody. It's kind of a weird thing a little bit, but the HIT, always a great tournament. And in that one, you've got Hiawatha and Troy tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the Hiawatha channel. Troy was upended by Lafayette in Thursday's games. But Hiawatha defeated Jackson Heights and Marysville. Now we'll take on Troy. Jackson Heights, who's 0-2, will take on Marysville, who is 0-2 as well. And then St. Mary's, who's 1-1, will take on Lafayette at 11:30 in the HIT tomorrow. As mentioned earlier tonight, JCN, the girls' invite. You've got the title set already with that one between Rossville and the NEK Nighthawks, which means it will be, excuse me, JCN taking on Oskaloosa in the third-place match. Or I keep saying match, man. Wrestling's here, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
The third-place game tomorrow as well. And the Top Gun tournament down in Wellsville, the up-to-date that we've updated that we have on that is earlier this week, Nemaha Central fell to Blue Valley Southwest by 6. Then they defeated Lansing last night. They will take on Jeff West tomorrow. Jeff West fell in their opening round game, then defeated Christ Prep in the consolation semis. The championship game in that one is Blue Valley Southwest versus Spring Hill. A couple of teams that, you know, that Top Gun tournament, 35th annual, always has some really good teams in it. You're seeing Blue Valley Southwest, as well as mentioned Spring Hill. A couple of teams that sometimes played in that Baser Bobcat Invitational at times as well.
Yep.
So big time tournaments wrapping up as well. And then we get back into regular season. And there's some teams next week, dude, that have got 4 games in 5 days. Three games in 5 days. Makeup times are happening, and this is the final push here for the regular season as we turn the calendar tomorrow to February.
This is where it can get rough, trying to get in these makeup games. You've got typically a Tuesday-Friday schedule. You throw in another game in the middle of all that, and it's this is a grind from now to sub-state. Playing 3 games a week makes it – and it's not like they're doing that every week, but it just – it makes things tough, really tough.
For sure. All right, a couple of order of businesses to take care of here. We're going to give away our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the evening here in just a few moments. But, Boz, we didn't talk about it last week. We've got to talk about it this week. I mean, even though there's no game this week, the Chiefs do it again, dude. The first team in NFL history to win 2 straight and then make it to the Super Bowl in the 3rd year. They're trying to make history again by winning it.
I don't know what to think. I've been critical of the Chiefs.
Very critical.
All season, early in the football season. I mean, which is weird. You think back, it was 6 months ago that we kind of were talking football and Chiefs and all that stuff. And I just didn't – I was never comfortable with –
Wasn't a believer.
I'm a believer. I was just, it scared me the way they were winning games.
No.
I think during – there were several games I texted you during the game. Like,
yes.
Red zone, another field goal. Red zone, another field goal. Like, that's what worried me is we had trouble scoring touchdowns. So all year long I've been nervous. They're playing pretty good football right now. They scored over 30.
That was my next point, yeah.
Yeah, over 30 for the first time.
Yeah, going into the playoffs, there were 3 teams that had not scored 30 points in a game.
Yeah.
The other 2 teams had a combined record, a combined win total of 5.
Yeah.
Chiefs had 15 in the regular season.
Yeah, just not a crazy offensive scoring
machine. Because their defense is so good.
Their defense is good. But here's what scares me this week, or not this weekend, next weekend, the Super Bowl against the Eagles. Dude, Eagles rush the ball like crazy. Saquon Barkley. That dude scares me.
Dude's a beast, man.
He is a machine.
Yeah, I think he should win MVP.
They rushed for 7 touchdowns. Seven.
Record.
I heard something the other day, and I don't even know if it was true or not. I just heard it. They had 7 rushing touchdowns in that game. And I really should go back and verify this. Did the Dallas Cowboys, I heard they only had 6 rushing touchdowns for the season. We're going to, Jake might get on this real quick and see, but I'm not a big Dallas Cowboy fan by any means. But when I heard that, I was like, no way. But rushing 7 touchdowns, 7 rushing touchdowns in a game, they've got a rushing attack that is really good. And that makes me nervous.
You're right. The Cowboys had 6 rushing touchdowns all year long.
Yeah. I mean, it's more of a knock on the Cowboys.
They played 17 games and had 6 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
And the Eagles had 7 in one game.
One game. I mean, Jalen Hurts gets out of the pocket. He can really torch you the way he runs.
Tush push.
Saquon Barkley can get you. I mean, it really does make me nervous that they can control
well
time
done.
Of possession.
Well done on that little snippet, dude.
How about that?
Huh? That's insane.
Yeah.
That's a massive knock to Cowboys. And there is a handful of Cowboys fans in Northeast Kansas.
Yeah. I just, when I heard that, I thought, no way, that can't be right.
Is it even better that it's their division rival that did that, too, and for that comparison?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just crazy.
That's nuts.
So with all that said, I think I just can't bet against the Chiefs because they've, all season long, I've doubted them, and they just keep finding ways to win. We talk about it so much. They find ways to win. They keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chiefs are going to get it done.
I'm going to give a little bit here, just a little bit of of my take. Excuse me. And that is the Chiefs are what I would compare to a 1985 Bears this year,
okay.
A 2000 Ravens, a Steelers in 2011, a team that just their offense will do enough.
Enough, yeah.
But their defense is what they are hanging their hat on.
Which is crazy to me. What you just said, though, their offense is going to do enough. And you've got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
2 Hall of Famers, guaranteed.
Yeah, 3
if you can count D-Hop.
Yeah, I mean, they're Pacheco, Travis Kelce. I mean, it just, it's crazy to make that statement. Like, that's what we'd be talking about.
That the defense is what's
going to. Yeah, that their offense is just going to do enough.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that they'd be scoring crazy amount of points with all the weapons they got. But
again, you look at it. They score for the first time over 30 points in the AFC title game against the Bills. What won them that game?
Defense. Yeah.
They stuffed the Bills on fourth down multiple times.
Yep.
They, you know, and again, this is no disrespect. It's going to come across as disrespectful, but no disrespect intended. But I don't think there's a lot of Chiefs fans that are Bills fans or root for the Bills or root for Josh Allen.
No, I mean, it's a big rivalry
it
deal.
It became that.
Yeah,
and I saw a lot of commentary of when the camera zoomed in on Josh Allen at the end of the game, when that is now 4 times he has lost to the Chiefs in the postseason, and how I think that's a bigger story than Lamar struggling in the playoffs and not getting it done. I think Josh Allen is bigger than Lamar.
At the end of the game when the camera zoomed in on Josh Allen on the bench and the look on his face was just like, how is this happening again?
I just want to point out, again, that when a game's on the line and you've got to take your team down the field to score, Patrick Mahomes gets it done.
Yeah.
The week before, Lamar Jackson goes right down the field, gets a score, and a drop 2-point conversion. Thanks, Grandpa Gary, for the card.
Yeah.
but Lamar gets him down the field and does what he's got to do.
Yeah.
Josh Allen has that same exact opportunity, fails to do so.
Can't get it done.
And that's happened now multiple times for him in the playoffs. I'm not saying he's like a Ryan Leaf by any stretch. Because
Ryan Leaf never amounted
to anything.
No.
But you start to think that this guy's never going to get to do it.
Yeah.
Because he's been in that situation multiple times and he cannot do it.
And it, but here's the thing, is does he take the onus of that? Like, he just can't get his team to win. I mean, there's a whole lot of other dudes on the team.
Sure.
But it falls on the quarterback. I mean, he's the guy. He's the face. So he's going to take that.
Spagnuolo has a great blitz to end that game.
Oh, yeah.
But how many times was it Josh Allen not hitting an open receiver?
Yeah.
That last drive, not recognizing the defense. I mean, you just saw struggle after struggle from the guy when it mattered the most.
I just think he was in that mode of, here we go again.
If Josh Allen wins the MVP in the regular season this year,
you can be mad.
I just said a minute ago, Saquon Barkley should be the MVP in my book.
Oh, yeah.
But if Josh Allen wins that,
I'm not seeing it.
I'm going to boycott the NFL.
Okay.
Okay? I'm done with the NFL.
All right.
I don't know if that really matters, but to me, that would be a travesty.
It would.
It will be announced next weekend after our show. So I'll reiterate that point next week. But the fact that he is the odds-on favorite is honestly laughable to me because he hasn't proven he can do anything. Now, I get it. Now, it's going to get clapped back in my face that Lamar hasn't done it. But the difference is when Lamar's won MVP, he's had statistical, like, records in the franchise, right?
Yeah.
He led the NFL when he won his first one in 2019 in passing and passing touchdowns. Last year, he had a record-breaking season for total yards with rushing and passing. And this year, he led the NFL in QBR, led the NFL in not touchdowns. Burrow had that. His statistics way outshine Josh Allen's and didn't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
So I think it'll just be a massive travesty, honestly, if
I agree.
If Allen wins that MVP. Pro Bowl this weekend, you going to watch it?
You didn't go Chiefs, Eagles, what's your call there?
My thought?
You just kind of left it out there.
Honestly, I think the Chiefs by 10, honestly.
Okay.
I said that last week about the Bills game as well. I'm a big believer in this Chiefs defense.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
I feel like I've said that all year.
Yeah, all year long, yeah.
That their offense will do enough. The defense will be locked down. Spags, if he doesn't get a head coaching job, I will be shocked with the job he's done, which is, to me, hysterical because, again, I root for the Chiefs. They're not my number one. But for those that it is their number one, I have heard so much over the years of the ebb and flow of love and hate with Spags.
Yeah.
And the dude's just done nothing but win. He's going for his fifth Super Bowl.
Yeah. And I think that argument with the Chiefs, you look back several years ago, and, yeah, I mean, there was we got all the offensive firepower in the world, and our defense can't stop anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so Spags got a lot of heat on that. But here's the thing. It's just gotten better.
Yeah.
Every single year. And their defense is top notch, no question about it.
Credit Brett Veach for drafting and trading and getting some players. But at the end of the day, you could have eight superstars on a team. Look at the NBA, for goodness sake. You could have super teams. But if the coach is not good or not right, can create a culture, you ain't going to have a good team.
Yeah.
And that's how Spags is on the defensive side. Honestly, I really don't think this is just true honesty. And I've said it every single week, I feel like. This is a team. I thought the Chiefs were going to go 16-1 in the regular season, and they should have. They would have if they didn't sit everybody the last game of the year.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think they win this game easily.
Okay.
I really do. I think the defensive line is just too good. Linebackers are too good. Secondary, is Brian Cook going to be 100% healthy? There's just so many good defensive players. And Travis Kelce will step up, dude. He's going to propose to Taylor Swift after the game. It's all like ready to be happening. You know, win the game, drop to a knee, become Mr. Swift, and enjoy the rest of your life.
Mr. Swift. Love it.
Final thing, buddy. We got Luke at Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball to give away.
All right. On the girls' side.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button.
You want me to talk?
Yeah, I do.
Girls nominees, Owen Dieters from Centralia, Emma Vogel from Oskaloosa, and Riley Dick from Rossville. I got to go with Owen Dieters.
Why not?
Big time night. And we also talked about her surpassing 1,500 points, but she had 26 points tonight, 9 boards. So Owen Dieters gets it on the girls' side of things. On the boys' side, this one was tough. We had 8 nominees. I'm going with Isaac Chenoweth from Riverside. He had a tough matchup against Dante Mascua, really good player from Horton, but he finishes with a double-double tonight, gets his team the win, 18 points, 10 boards.
Those are your winners from tonight. As every single week we say, we hope you have a great weekend. You've been listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We'll do it again next week, Boz, and we're getting so much closer to sub-state time. Thanks so much to Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman, also Joseph Curry down at Care. For Boz, this is Jake. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JBN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lucert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.